This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. As you head into this day, we want to start it the best way possible, and that is by hearing from God. Maybe you think, well, that sounds a little strange. What do you mean, hearing from God? What I mean is, we want to open the Bible, God's message to us, and say to him, God, would you take these words on the page, or words that I hear over the air, and make them relevant to me personally. I need to hear from you. That's hearing from God. We're talking all this week about guidance, having a sense from God about the way forward. Sometimes we need guidance in little things. We're in the middle of a conversation, and we need to know, God, how do I respond in this difficult conversation? Sometimes it's more of a life direction kind of decision we have to make. Should I marry this person? What course should I take at university? What kind of job do you want for me? Should I go to Africa in obedience to a call from you? These kinds of questions, whatever it is, big or small, it's so important to bring God into the middle of those decisions that you face and have your life be led by God. We're looking each day at a different principle for finding God's guidance in your life. And the principle I want us to look at today comes out of the book of 1 John, chapter 5, verses 14 and 15. This is what John writes to his readers. He says, "This is the confidence we have before God, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the requests which we have asked from Him." Well, yesterday we saw that if you want to really have God's guidance in your life, you need to soak the decision that you're facing in prayer. And the principle today tells us that when you come to God in prayer about these issues in your life, there's something that needs to be in your prayers, a certain attitude, and that is the attitude that says, God, I don't want you to just give me what I want. I want to follow what you want in my life. My whole attitude in asking for your guidance isn't just a rubber stamp on the direction I've already decided I'm going to go in. No, this kind of prayer comes to God and says, God, I know that you know what's best for my life. In fact, when I look back on my life, I see every time I've just gone my own way, I just seem to mess things up. But every time I have a sense of what you want me to do, and I do it, whether I feel like it or not, there is a sense of rightness about my life then, a sense of completeness, a sense that I'm doing the right thing. Well, you know in your life that that sense goes a very long way in giving you the power to be committed through any circumstance that you face. So here's the kind of prayer you need to pray. God, first I want to listen to you. I want to think from your word about what would be the most God-honoring way to go forward. What would most match what I know are God's priorities in life? What would enable me to have the greatest impact for God and for good in this world of the ways forward? And when I think about the way you have made me personally, God, different from other people, which of these options that I'm facing would most fit with how you have made me? Because I know that's how you want to use me in life. That's why you made me that way. Once you spend time with God, just listening, thinking through these kinds of things, saying, God, I want to put you first. I want to honor you in my life. Then you know that once you have a sense out of that, this is what God would do. Then you have such confidence. God's going to lead me. God's going to guide me. If we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the requests which we have asked from him. I'm John North.